there has been a significant shift in how companies view training and how companies measure and deploy training as it relates to sales. A decade ago, it was mostly like, let's get everyone in the room. Let's spend a few hours or a few weeks doing some training, and then let's get the team back in the field. We just cannot afford to do that any longer. When it comes to really creating competencies and getting sales teams truly ready, the old methods of just training, they simply don't cut it anymore.
Hey there, it's Liston Witherell with the Inside Selling Podcast. Welcome back to another episode, and I'm really excited to have my guest today. His name is Daniel Kupperman or Cooperman? I didn't ask you ahead of this.
Cooperman.
Cooperman. Okay, good. All right. I always ask because I don't want to get in trouble. Daniel Kupperman is the head of product marketing and sales enablement at a company called MindTickle, which is the most comprehensive sales readiness platform. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Liston. Really good to be here.
Now, let me ask you a quick question about your one sentence about MindTickle. What in the heck is sales readiness? What does that mean?
That's a great question. So sales readiness is the following, right? At least how we define it. There are typically three questions that most sales leaders have about their sales teams. Do they know what to say when they're in front of a client? Do they know how to say it? And are they saying it correctly? So how can you make sure that the team is ready to sell and ready to have conversations with buyers? So this is how we are defining readiness, is really making sure that the team is ready to sell and have those conversations.
And I would imagine it's not just what to say and making sure that you're saying it correctly, but also when to say it.
That's a good point. When to say it and understanding exactly how to take those conversations forward, right? So it's a little bit more comprehensive and detailed that, of course, we make it sound. And if you've been in sales for a while, you know that there's many facets to that, especially if you're talking about inside sales teams, field sales teams, account management. There are definitely many different elements to it.
So MindTickle, while it's really helping sales teams be ready in the right moment, really at its core, it's helping sales teams be trained correctly. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, training is, of course, a big component to it. The interesting thing about that is there has been a significant shift in how companies view training and how companies measure and deploy training as it relates to sales teams. And a decade ago, it was mostly like, let's get everyone in the room. Let's spend a few hours or a few weeks doing some training, and then let's get the team back in the field. We just cannot afford to do that any longer. And there's been a lot of advances in technology for sales related to sales productivity, like how to better prospect, how to better share your screen, how to send emails and track all of that. But when it comes to really creating competencies and getting sales teams truly ready, the old methods of just training, they simply don't cut it anymore. So a lot of companies are trying to find better ways to get a team ready. And it's not just one time ready. There needs to be a constant state of readiness. Every time there's a new release of your product or a new service that's introduced, price changes, new competitors in the market, how do you get all of that information back to the team, get them to not only see that or read it, but understand and make sure that they're able to apply it? So training, it has a most static connotation for most people. It's just like sitting down in a classroom. So what companies are trying to do now is change it to become more of a dynamic readiness aspect of it, and that's where sales enablement is also moving towards, is getting all that new information to the team and to become applied as immediate as you can.
So I want to go back to something you said about sales training, and you said we can no longer afford to spend days or weeks in this really traditional kind of classroom setting. Now, mm-hmm. One thing at Sales DNA that we talk a lot about and we are totally bought into is this old model of sales training where, you know, you have this vision of like, a room of people looking extremely bored and one person standing up there just pontificating about everything they've ever learned about sales, and people absorb almost nothing of it, right? So that's kind of the old school vision of sales training. And there, I think, are lots of reasons why that's changing. But when you say we can no longer afford that, what do you mean by that?
Well, what do I mean by that is every day, every week that it takes for you to get one of your sales reps in the field is an opportunity cost, right? Is money you're not making. So the challenge that companies are facing today, especially if you're hiring new sales reps, you're either scaling, you're going after new markets, and you're hiring experts in that field, whatever the situation might be, when you're onboarding new sales reps, every week that you're not selling is money that you're not making. So there's a huge investment up front that companies make into salespeople. And until they're out selling, of course, there's no return. So companies are trying to reduce the time that it takes for someone to get ready, to get able to sell. And what we have seen is those old days of classroom training like you're talking about and taking months and months and months until someone starts making a phone call are now being put behind. And there are new ways that people are looking to activate, if you will, those capabilities that you want to develop in your sales rep, whether they're experienced sales reps or newbies, new BDRs, for example. How can we get them to practice, to gain those skills even before they are in the field through that trial and error? So there's a lot of technology, and MindTeek is an example of that, but and there are new ways that people are using to get those sales reps to get to the field more quicker than before.
So it's a little bit of a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, we do want sales reps selling as quickly as possible. So, I mean, obviously, we don't hire sales reps because we're running a charity and we want to make sure that everybody gets a fair income. We hope that happens, but that's not our primary goal as a business. We're hiring people in order to sell product or services. So we agree on that. On the other hand, if they're not ready to go out into the field, we know that their effectiveness is going to be very, very low. So there's going to be a lower likelihood of them actually succeeding at their job. So how do you balance those two, where you give them enough to have a good chance of success, but don't push them out the door too fast?
Yeah, and I think you hit a point, the key term, which is there's a balance, right? You can't just get someone and tell them, like, sink or swim and just go and sell it without any preparation. And at the same point, you just can't, just keep them, like, training and retraining, and then let's make sure that they really, really learn everything. Because that's the other thing. In a lot of cases, the problem is you have new sales reps going through your onboarding, your training program, whatever that might be. And you send them out on the field, and then it takes a while for them to fully ramp up. And you keep wondering, why the hell is that? They should be able, as soon as they hit the road, to be able to do exactly what we taught them. So you got to have the balance of giving them a way to practice what you're teaching them, to practice the things that they're learning in their own way, in a safe environment, where they can get immediate feedback, they can get coaching, and they can start fine-tuning those skills, those capabilities. So when they are actually in front of a prospect, it goes much smoother, right? It's almost like if you're, I don't know, are you a chess player, Liston, by any chance?
I'm not, no.
So let me give you a quick analogy, but I think you're going to get it. I can give you a chess book. You have never played chess before, Liston. After reading a chess book and I put you on a board in front of a grandmaster, you're not even going to know what to do. Yeah, you read all about it, right? At the same time, I may just skip the book all by itself, and I put it in front of anyone else that knows how to play a little bit of chess, and you're still going to be wondering how I move the pieces. So what the ideal way for studying something like this is, I sit down with a book in front of the chess board, and I'm starting to practice as I'm reading the book. Then I go to someone who actually knows how to play, and I play with that person, and I'm asking things about, why did you make this move? Why should I make that move? What happens? And all those combinations. So after I do that a while, I start not only understanding what to do and how I need to do it. But because of that quick feedback, now I'm getting better at how do I actually plan my own moves without having to ask you or refer to the book. Now, this analogy also works in the sales environment. And the way that we are seeing companies do this is by intersecting the knowledge or the core training areas of this is my product, this is how we sell, these are the processes, these are the tools, with practical sales scenarios. So after a few days of just looking at information about the product, maybe now you get an opportunity to do a role play. And if you're using a technology like MindTeacher, you can do a virtual role play in which, based on information you should know by now, I'm going to give you a scenario. And the scenario could be either how would you leave a voicemail to this type of prospect, all the way to how would you actually do a presentation or a demo to a prospect with these characteristics. And now I'm giving you the opportunity to take all of what you just learned, the book side of things, and apply it, right? Like using the chessboard in front of the computer and getting immediate feedback as to, is this right, is this wrong, and where can you improve? After you do this for a few rounds, you start not only getting better at doing it, you also get the confidence that if you were to face similar situations, you know how to handle those. And when you start now getting those sales reps to change the mindset when they're going through onboarding, that this is not just learning, this is practical applied learning. And you give them these experiential, like people call this experiential learning, which is giving real life situations throughout this onboarding program. You shorten the time that it takes for someone to be truly, truly capable to deliver what you want them to do.
Yeah, so let's talk about shortening that time to competency. So I know MindTeacher is a really powerful product, and it delivers capabilities that weren't there before for a lot of sales teams. But what underlies that, of course, is a strategy, right? A way of delivering the information, delivering the right information over a certain cadence or time period at the right times. You know, how do you get inside sales reps to develop the skills that they need quicker? How do you shorten that time to competency?
Yeah, and that's the key. How do you shorten that time to competency? So when you're looking at inside sales team, there's a few things that happen. One is they need a certain level of knowledge on what to say, right, and how to pitch, how to handle objections. But more than anything, they need the practice. And it doesn't matter if you put them shadowing another inside sales rep and listening to those calls, because until that person can actually talk to someone, can actually do their own emails, leave their own voicemails, see if that works, they're really not going to be able to apply and get confident that they can do that. So shortening that time takes a few different elements to it. One is truly understanding, and this is what some of our customers have been doing lately that I think is extremely interesting, is truly understanding what are the core competencies that makes for an ideal inside sales rep at your company. And you might think, well, inside sales reps are the same. They just have to call and do this. And the answer is no, it depends. For certain industries where you're going to have mostly live conversations with someone, and there might be an industry where relationship building is very important, your inside sales team need to develop certain competencies related to that, due to the building the rapport. There are other industries in which email or social media is going to play a very, very strong role for inside sales team. So the competency to develop in those cases is slightly different, because they first need to establish the relationship via social media, let's say on social selling skills. Other industries may actually be completely different. So understanding what makes great inside sales reps at your company is the first step. Once you identify that, then you can start thinking about how should I structure my program? What are the key areas that they need to know from a knowledge perspective? So we break that down into three key areas. Knowledge, what they need to know. the skills is how should they be able to apply that skill. So in my example is the skill could be articulating your product in a live conversation with someone, or it could simply be making the connection of our key benefits via a post or social media or LinkedIn and being able to make those connections. And the third element of this is the behaviors, meaning how do you apply all of those things, the knowledge, the skills, in a consistent manner that's actually going to drive success. So shortening the time, the ramp time, requires you to think about your program and breaking it down into knowledge and application of knowledge through role play and practice, and then involving managers to coach the inside sales reps and guiding them based on your principles of what makes a great inside sales rep into how can they get better at very, very specific points in time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes complete sense. And actually, we use a very similar model to your knowledge, skills, behaviors model. So yeah, I'm totally on board with that. Now, obviously, you have maybe not a template, but kind of a structure for how to think about implementing faster ramp times. But I'm wondering if you look at some of your most successful customers, those mm-hmm. customers who say have been able to reduce their ramp time by 50%, what do they have in common that they've been able to really nail in order to achieve such a huge reduction?
Yeah, good question. So for companies, and we have many in our portfolio that have achieved significant reduction in ramp time, the way they were looking at sales onboarding is somewhat different from some standard companies in which, again, they start with the competencies and how we want them to get there. But they also look at, first of all, what are the key metrics that are going to indicate progress through the onboarding program? And in several companies, what we've seen is a shift from just completion rates, like I've attended the training, I've met with some people, and I've completed that, to more specific skills and knowledge metrics on how well do you actually know the subject, right? And that's where like a tool like MindTinkle comes in. So it's not just you've attended this, is do you actually know it? And through a virtual role play scenarios that you can create on the platform, they are also looking at how well do you know it? And at the beginning, it might seem that takes a little bit more work from the new sales rep and more time, but it's one of those things where throughout that onboarding, you can actually track and measure not only if they are going progressing accordingly, but how well they are progressing and course correct at that point in time before it's too late. Because, and you probably have seen that, listen, is you hire 100 new sales reps and you know that 10% of those may not even make it to the end of the onboarding, and another 10% are actually going to churn, or even more than 10% actually, within 6 months, because they're just not ready, right? They're not the right profile, whatever the situation might be. So the question that sales managers have is typically, how can I tell which of my reps are actually going to make it and which are not going to make it before the onboarding program is over? And when you look at shortening the time to competency or shortening the ramp time, is also being able to identify exactly what makes the great sales reps. And that's part of the secret sauce, if you will, of the technology that allows you to surface that information and streamline the process. But let me just summarize that. I'm rambling a little bit, so I apologize for that. But one thing is identifying what are the key competencies you want to develop and creating your onboarding program according to those. The second element is looking at the key metrics for success from your onboarding program and how do you measure progress and not just completion. And I think the third element of this is embedding the practical aspect of role plays, virtual scenarios, so you can get the practice before the onboarding program is over, so they hit the ground running right after that.
Great, yeah. And, one thing I'm wondering, because as we do training ourselves with our clients. The thing that seems to have the, I'd say, fastest, most tangible impact is one-on-ones. So mm-hmm. you talked about this feedback mechanism, right? So
yeah.
If I'm coaching someone on how to write more effective customer-focused emails, or how to get more opens in their email campaigns, or you know how to better deliver their value proposition in a call, if mm-hmm. I'm doing a one-on-one with them where I'm asking them to evaluate themselves and then I give them my feedback as well, mm-hmm. I find that that accelerates their learning curve faster than anything else I can do. I'm wondering, do your customers also really emphasize these one-on-one and coaching methodologies in order to bring their teams up to speed faster?
Yeah, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because I think that's an essential point that a lot of people just miss, is how can you get managers and even subject matter experts, right, and sales engineers and whoever knows that subject throughout that onboarding program and beyond to spend time coaching the sales team. And what we have seen, our customers who have been very, very successful with this is typically a top-down mandate that says there is going to be a very structured, formalized coaching program that we're going to apply to the company. And they have several key areas in which they ask managers to coach their sales team on. And you just gave a great example, and could be just sitting right across someone and working through an email they have to write, or listening to a call with them, and right after the call, talking about what do you think went right, what do you think went wrong, how could we have done this differently. And the key aspect of this is also being able to use some form of technology, and our customers, of course, are using MindTico for this, and capturing those data points, looking at, like, as I'm going through this coaching session, if you will, and as we agreed upon certain actions you have to take and what you need to improve, the next time we have the same session, I should be able to look at, and the platform should provide this for me, of what were the points that we discussed last time. Have you improved of those or not? And I can track that through time. And if all my managers are doing those things and the technology is capturing that information, I should also be able to say, across all my sales reps, which ones are doing better, which ones are not, and if there's a pattern related to the key areas that they need more training on, or the key areas that they need more even coaching on. And I can then use that as a feedback to improve my onboarding program, my training, and my enablement initiatives.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Daniel. And on the note of this topic, sales readiness, if you go to salesdna.co and you're listening to this, there is a top 10 objections plus scripts that go along with those objections, which you can download for free right now. We also do a variety of other webinars and publish articles so you can stay up to date with us. And Daniel, for you and MindTickle, if people wanted to get a hold of you or follow up with MindTickle, what would be the best way to do that?
Yeah, thank you. Listen, so anyone who wants to get a hold of me, feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. You just type in Daniel Cooperman, MindTickle. You're going to find me out there, or even on Twitter. And my Twitter handle is at Daniel Cooperman altogether. You can also go to mindtickle.com. And you're going to find all you want to know about MindTickle and a little bit more. And I suggest you also look at our resources page, where we have webinar recordings. We also have our own podcast where we interview sales and sales enablement professionals, white papers, and ebooks.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here, Daniel. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Lisa.